Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Why Should I Choose You? In 7 Words or Less, by Ian Shamandi is a practical guide to communicating value with speed and precision in a world where attention is scarce. Built around the idea that people decide quickly whom to trust, hire, or buy from, the book pushes readers to translate what they do into a clear, memorable promise. Shamandi draws on his experience in marketing and brand building to show how a short message can open doors, reduce confusion, and differentiate you from competitors who sound the same. Rather than relying on hype, the approach emphasizes clarity, credibility, and relevance to the person you are trying to influence. The book speaks to professionals, entrepreneurs, and leaders who need to pitch ideas, services, or themselves, whether in networking, interviews, sales calls, or internal presentations. It also serves as a branding playbook for anyone tired of vague positioning and ready to define a message that is easy to repeat and hard to forget. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 7-word challenge as a focus tool, a core theme is that compressing your value into 7 words forces strategic focus. Most people describe themselves with long lists of features, credentials, and claims, which often creates noise instead of confidence. By imposing a tight word limit, you must decide what truly matters, the outcome you create, for whom, and why it is different. The constraint also reveals weak thinking. If your statement is stuffed with jargon, abstract virtues, or generic benefits, it will not survive compression. The 7-word format becomes a test of clarity rather than a gimmick. Shamandi treats it as a starting point, not the entire story. Once the short message is strong, you can expand it into supporting points, examples, and proof. But the short form remains the anchor that keeps your longer explanations coherent. In practical situations, the 7-word statement functions like a verbal headline. It helps you make a strong first impression, guides conversations toward your strengths, and gives other people language they can easily repeat when referring you to someone else. Secondly, positioning around outcomes, not descriptions. Another major topic is shifting from describing what you do to stating the outcomes you deliver. Many professionals lead with job titles, services, or process details, yet listeners usually care first about results. The book encourages readers to define their value in terms of the change they create, problem solved, risks reduced, revenue gained, time saved, or confidence built. This outcome orientation also sharpens differentiation. Two people can share the same title, but the specific result they reliably produce can be unique. Shamandi emphasizes that effective positioning connects your strengths to the audience's priorities. That means you need to understand your customer, employer, or stakeholder well enough to choose outcomes that matter to them. It also means making trade-offs. Trying to claim every benefit makes you sound like everyone else. A strong position highlights one or two meaningful outcomes and links them to a clear target audience. When you build your message this way, it becomes easier to justify pricing, earn trust, and guide decisions because you are not selling a label, you are selling a result. Thirdly, differentiation through specificity and proof, the book stresses that a short promise only works if it is believable and distinct. Differentiation is not achieved by claiming excellence, passion, or quality, because those words are expected and overused. Shamandi pushes readers toward specificity, particular markets served, specific problems addressed, measurable improvements, or distinctive methods that lead to better outcomes. The aim is to make your statement hard to confuse with the competitors. This also requires proof. A compelling 7-word idea can be undermined if you cannot support it with evidence, whether that is experience, case results, testimonials, or a track record of decisions made under pressure. The reader is guided to think about the supporting story behind the short message. What examples demonstrate the claim? What details make it credible without turning it into a long pitch? The book's branding logic applies equally to individuals and organizations. A promise plus proof creates trust. When you combine a simple statement with concrete support, you give your audience both clarity and confidence, which increases the chance they choose you and recommend you. Fourthly, applying the message in real conversations and pitches, Shamandi's concept is designed for use, not just theory, and the book explores how a short value statement fits into real interactions. In networking, it helps you introduce yourself in a way that prompts better questions and avoids polite disengagement. In job interviews, it can shape your opening and guide your examples toward the role's priorities. In sales, the 7-word idea can frame discovery conversations, making it easier to focus on the client's needs and connect your offer to a desired outcome. Inside organizations, the same discipline improves project proposals and leadership communication. A short statement can align teams, clarify what success looks like, and make it easier to gain buy-in from busy decision makers. The key is to treat the statement as the front door to a fuller discussion. You deliver the headline, then expand with a few supporting points tailored to the situation. Because it is compact, it is easier to remember under stress and easier for others to repeat accurately, which is critical when your idea must travel through meetings, emails, and secondhand conversations. Lastly, iterating, testing, and refining your personal brand, a final important topic is that messaging is built through iteration. The first attempt at a 7-word statement is rarely perfect. Chamandi encourages readers to treat the process like brand development, draft, test, refine. Testing can be informal, such as noticing whether people lean in, ask follow-up questions, or repeat your wording back to you. Refinement involves removing filler, sharpening the outcome, narrowing the audience, and ensuring the claim matches your real strengths. The book also implies that your message must evolve as your career changes. New skills, new markets, and new goals may require a different emphasis. The discipline is to keep the core promise consistent while adjusting the supporting evidence and examples. This iterative approach also prevents overclaiming. If you cannot support a phrase with proof, the wording should change. Over time, the reader builds a message that is both aspirational and credible. The result is a personal brand that feels authentic, communicates quickly, and creates a repeatable advantage in competitive situations. In conclusion, this book is best for professionals who need to explain their value quickly, including job seekers, consultants, entrepreneurs, sales leaders, and managers who pitch ideas internally. It also fits anyone who feels stuck behind vague descriptions of what they do and wants language that makes people pay attention and remember. The benefit to a reader's life comes from reducing friction in everyday communication. When you can state your value clearly, you waste less time in unfocused conversations, attract better opportunities, and increase confidence in interviews, negotiations, and networking. The 7-word discipline can also improve decision-making because it forces you to define what you are actually trying to be known for and what you are willing to stop emphasizing. Compared with many branding or self-marketing books, Chamandi's approach is refreshingly constrained and actionable. The tight format provides a concrete tool you can test immediately, rather than a broad set of motivational ideas. It is worth buying if you want a practical framework that connects personal branding, differentiation, and real-world persuasion in a way that is simple to remember and repeat. If you would like to support Ian Chamandi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.